But as things kind of, the task force kind of, the supervisors kind of lost interest, Caltrans too is taking mm-hmm. advantage of that and mm-hmm. really not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I contacted Sue Bierman and I said, Sue, that nothing is going anywhere. You know, we don't, you know, have anybody to sponsor us at the Board of Supervisors. You know, none of these alternatives are being taken seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's doing anything, and we need your help to get this going again. So I invited her out to the neighborhood. We had a meeting up at the firehouse on Waller Street, you know. That's where we used to meet, on the top floor up there. And everybody came, all the task force members and everything, and Sue, you know, got people, you know, she let them know that...
And she was involved in the late 60s, right?
In the early 60s.
Mm-hmm.
I think this other one was built in 1959, so something like 1960, I think, that... she was involved in keeping it from going any farther.
So was she involved in San Francisco politics, or was she just known for her previous...
Yeah, she was involved in politics all that time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She was a member of the Planning Commission for a long time. And
at that time?
Not at that time.
Okay.
But I guess she was on the Board of Supervisors at that time.
Oh, in the 90s.
In the 90s, she was. She served two terms.
Okay.
But I guess back in the early 60s, she was on the board too.
I don't know.
Because she was part of the group that decided to stop the freeway
The panhandle and all that.
Yeah.
But I mean, I guess my question is, she was an important. That was an important change because by bringing her to the community.
Oh yeah, she got it. She got it. She gave it. Legitimacy again.
So it got legitimate.
And and then we talked to her about Jim's alternative, and Sue looked at it, and she thought that it was worth looking at.
Mm-hmm.
So then the next thing she did was have a hearing at the Board of Supervisors.
Okay, so she was on the BOS.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she had Caltrans there, and all these people there. Mm-hmm. She had F. Hirsch. This woman is a master. She is a master at, you know, interviewing people and getting things going and seeming like a kind of a, like she's not quite there, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like she's just kind of an old lady.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you'll have to help her, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And...